Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 235, Sans Music.
Yeah, we got to do this a dry this week because, the laptop that we use to play the theme song from and the creek and all of that in the background, The laptop's still working, but for whatever reason, the backlight decided to die today. Had it all working yesterday.
Well, does the backlight control the music? Is that what you're saying?
Or well, you can't, without the screen, you can't tell what's going on.
Oh, I see.
So I don't have another monitor to plug it into. That would have been an option. However, we'll just get on, as it were. So this is the day the music died.
But we will resurrect it. It will be back next episode. And anyone who listens to this on the regular basis knows the Creekside with Don and Jan theme song. So just hear it in your head and tap along,
folks. I'm not going to sing it for you, but I might give you a rhythm. Creekside.
Well, there you are singing it. Well, we wanted to let folks know, too, we are in our new location at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. Well, we've been all over Second Street in our Owl Creek Gazette, Creekside
like
with Don and
Jan. Peanut butter on a sandwich. We've been all over the
place.
We
have been. So we kind of call Second Street home. We just don't know what building we're going to walk in the door with. We started at the very end of the block in a teeny tiny building 6 years ago. Moved up to a little bit larger building, then moved up to another larger building. Yes. And we quickly filled all those places up with a lot of
junk.
The things that... Well, I'm glad you said that, Don. I'm going to let that one rest since you've claimed it as junk.
I can do it. I have big shoulders, and I've used those shoulders to carry most of that junk around. The bottom line here is that I'd like to extend heartfelt gratitude to the McPeaks for wanting to see something in the window, wanting to see some life on Second Street. Whenever we're sponsoring community events and we're bringing people into the community, that's one of the things that we do is we bring people to our community.
Mm-hmm.
To even if it's just a little afternoon with like the book event that we've got coming up in October, you know, out at Patriots Park. That'll be a great event.
It is the Indie Authors Book Festival, Don.
Yes, it is. The Indie Authors Book Festival.
More on that in the August issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, by the way, folks.
Which we're working on right now diligently. And, well, Jan more diligently than I am. But
that's because you got to haul all that stuff around on those big shoulders of yours, Don.
But there's a lot of crap to haul along. You're right. But the deal is that Rick and the McPeak family have asked us if we would, you know, come down here. And we did. It's like, sure, no problem. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Rick was gracious and got us up into the lodge building initially when we were kind of, you know, doing everything out of our home.
Just
and
there to was... get some life in that area,
right,
too.
So it's nice that when that, we always knew when we moved to that building, it wasn't going to be permanent. We knew they had other options for that thing, everything from offices to the possible lobby where they were going to have an elevator put up.
That was always going to be the elevator lobby.
Right.
And now the whole front of the building is evidently going to be coming off in the new remodel that the college is spending $1.8 million in. And that's actually going to be the Greenville Entrepreneurial Center at this point. So it's now the college is not spending that money. They're actually working on a grant to get that going, and which means that everybody's paying for it. So that's the way that stuff kind of works.
Yes. So when our time was up there, the McPeaks invited us down to Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. We've always had such a good relationship with Adam Brothers and Music and Coffee House. Back in the day when Jess Adam owned it, and our offices and shops were side by side. That was fun. And so we're kind of like coming home in many ways.
Well, and I see I've got something to do here. I've got to turn down the music from Windows because there's been some sort of a notification that just went.
Yes, I heard that. I don't know if our listeners heard the full effect of the blum or not.
Well, I'm sure they did, but I'm going to turn it down right now. And there it goes and nobody can see.
So that gives everybody an idea of where we are and why we're here and why we're not where we used to be.
And what a hoot. I mean, it's the station transports pretty easily. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a It's not rocket science behind it. It's just it's more shoulders.
Semi-mobile studio.
Yeah, but more shoulders for all the junk is what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. And we have got some pretty cool stuff in this issue in the magazine.
We do. We love to see how we have the continuation of series from longtime writers. And then as we bring in new writers and discover people that their idea of life and writing fits right in with our work. And so it's just been really fun to see that grow. So first of all, though, we've had a lot of really neat letters to the editor come in for this month. And some months we don't have anything. And so it's just not, you know, we don't have a section scheduled for that every month. But when we do get a lot of good feedback, we love to share that. So, Don, you want to let some, you start us off here tonight.
Well, if you notice, right underneath the banner, the masthead of the magazine, we've changed that tagline. And we got a letter from Ron Clark.
Mm-hmm. Of Litchfield, Illinois.
Of Litchfield, yeah. Let me read this. Jan and Don, I just finished reading the July issue of the Owl Creek Gazette and wanted to let you know that I really like the new tagline, preserving the practice of self-reliance and common sense. Might just be the optimum tagline for the OCG. Plus, the article Dad, the Annex, and Me was a good read. Keep up the great work. Ron Clark, Litchfield.
And that article was about was by Phoebe Johnson, and it was telling our readers about the annex that is now the location of Joe's Pizza.
Yeah.
So I love the history behind the buildings because when you walk into any kind of a building, a home, a church, anything that has been something else in the past or has had a life in the past, I can't help but wonder what life was like in that and the people that frequented those places.
You got to leave an imprint on a place. Still, I believe as humans, we imprint ourselves on a space.
I see what you're saying.
And it remains there long after we're gone. Mm-hmm. Just look at the writing that's on the walls up there in Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stuff is cool.
Yes, it is. So anyway, we invite folks to stop on by at Joe's and get pizza and tell them the Owl Creek Gazette sent you. And all that came out of a letter to the editor. We've got another nice letter from Betsy Brannon Mills, formerly of Vandalia, Illinois. And she writes, Jan and Don, I thought the article, Who Were the Founding Fathers, published in the July issue, which you wrote, Jan, was excellent. I say thank you, Betsy. So many untold stories of sacrifices, but not only the signers, but also their families. Learning the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, is often even more fascinating than the original one. I also enjoyed reading the article, A Camping Legacy, by Shannon Strode. It reminded me of all the great camping trips with the Mills clan in the 1960s. I appreciated all the book reviews, too. Having just survived the gypsy moth onslaught here in Massachusetts, Don's article on National Moth Week caught my eye as well. As usual, your OCG is full of great reading. Thanks, Betsy Brannon Mills. Westford, Massachusetts, now.
We have readers all over the United States, don't we? Sort of shotgun blast, but yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. I love it.
Well, you love it, I love it, everybody loves it.
Now, we want to give people an idea of what else will be in the magazine as we talked about our longtime writers, our new writers. So kick us off here, Don, with what else is going to be in there.
Well, Keith Ford has got an article on grilling and more with available woods. And that, you know, it's pick up woods, what the woods that you find, wherever you find them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. Can you cook with pine? Absolutely.
Well, and he goes into several different kinds of woods that he uses for grilling and cooking and what all they do and the side effects of some of those. Like you get a perk would be
Let the pine burn good so that it goes down to charcoal, and that's the charcoal you cook on. You get most of the resins out of it, and away you go. Now you got something to cook on.
And he even says sometimes when they're full of moisture and they smoke, gets rid of the mosquitoes too.
Gary Adolph has got a story on picture perfect, because what else are grandparents supposed to do with their grandchildren besides spoil them? It's take pictures of them, and as long as you're doing it, photographing perfect pictures for grandchildren. So that'll be a good story there.
Well, and Gary and you have so many things in common with the equipment that you enjoy, cameras and record players and know, anything that's old that he can make new or you can make new is something that's always piqued your, both of your interests.
Well, Gary's got a digital SLR, one of those things that I've been wanting to slather over one of these days, but my SLRs are still film-based.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Take pictures.
Take pictures.
Either way.
You betcha.
And then Tim Lindley is going to be writing about National Honeybee Day. Because that happens in August. So I always say to Tim, okay, we got something going on that has to do with bees. You game to write, and he's always good to do so.
Yeah. The yarns from the barnyard this month, music and the good old days. And Clem goes on to say here, I'll just give you a sneak little preview. He says, he growed up liking music, come natural, but I can't play a lick. Except in the radio.
He's a storyteller.
He is. And Notes from Within series, Finding Yourself in Tradition by Stacy Rhodes, is another cool article. She's been writing some really nice stuff.
She has. Very thought-provoking.
Yeah. It makes you sit back and think, you know, what how much life is better with music than it would be without
mm-hmm.
it.
Whether it's just for fun or whether it's for actually healing processes.
I never knew how much a playlist could be so important, you know, to this is my base, this is what I can get back to quickly and easily mm-hmm. and relax. So mm-hmm. that's cool.
And then along with those two articles about music, this time we also have our homegrown music page. Music performed from the heart in the heartland and those who care for the instruments played, which brings you into the mix here, Don. You have written an article, and I came up with a title for it that you went, that'll work. Don's Repairs Make Sweet Music, and you've had a great month this month doing some repairs that you really have enjoyed.
Little Sean Pope did a he had a Johnson guitar that the bridge was coming off of, and the neck was bowed forward about, it seemed like a foot if you're trying to push the strings down. But, I corrected the mistakes in the guitar, and he said some pretty nice things whenever he picked it up and started playing it.
Well, and for the listening people who don't know Sean, he's in college, so I guess he's little if you're our age.
Yeah, he's not seven.
I wanted to clarify that.
And he's smaller than I am, round and round, but he's a little taller than I am.
There you go.
We'll go that direction.
And we've got our homegrown authors page, too, honoring indie authors, independent bookstores, and those who love the written word. And that has really been nice to see that start to take off. We've got quite a few authors and a bookstore that's advertising this time with us. But in addition to that, we have Passed On Words series that we just started last month. Marion Stunkel will be sharing her book review from Pearl S. Buck's The Good Earth. So that will be a nice read. And she brings a different take on her book reviews from a personal and family standpoint, too.
You got a phone call the other day from Marion Stunkel wondering whether or not it was okay that if she was going to be moving out to San Diego. And he's like, well, sure, it's okay if you move to San Diego.
Well, the point was she wanted to make sure that she maintained that Midwestern feel in our magazine. And I had never talked to her on the phone. She and I just connected through emails that she'd been sending us. And I started to smile. I said, well, there's no place better to move if you're moving. That's where the boys live, in San Diego. So she's still going to bring her Midwest grown-up roots to anything she writes, but she's going to do it from San Diego.
Well, that's fine. She's doing it from Milwaukee now, right?
Exactly.
Or up there. So that's northern Midwest. And what the heck? It's cool. She's going to be out there with the kids.
Well, and we even laughed. She said, I'm going to be there October and November. And I said, well, our goal is to get out there at Christmas. And she's moving out there because her kids are going to be out there, too. And I said, why don't we get together at Christmas? And she started laughing. She said, I would love that. And who'd have thunk we'd had to go out to California to meet each other? But that's just a really nice aspect of the magazine, another connection we make.
No doubt.
Then we've got, when you mentioned the book festival we've got coming up. It's going to be on the same day that we hold our annual autumn dinner, and we'll be filling people in on all the details of how
we're... First half of the day, books. Second half of the day, food.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you need?
Perfect combo.
Yeah, there you go.
But the theme, of course, is the Great Depression, but as seen through the eyes of the Waltons TV series and the Hamner family, who Earl Hamner, of course, wrote the Waltons.
Yeah.
So I decided I want a little more information on that, and I just Google things. I just put words together that strike my fancy, and I put out there John Boy and food and something else, and I was led to a website and a blog.
You got to be careful with that sometimes because you get taken places you don't want to go.
That's true. I've looked at sites that I've been horrified by, but this one I was really pleased with. And the lady who had this website is an author, a writer, novelist. Her name is Kathy Giorgio, and she is the owner and founder of All Writers Workplace and Workshop. She had written Remembering John Boy, and it was her take on how John Boy and the Waltons affected her life, but she specifically grew up to be a writer, so mm-hmm. she could really relate to him. So I contacted her and I said, could we have permission to use this? And she got back to me and immediately said, absolutely, you're more than welcome to it. She sent me a bio and we've struck up a conversation like that too.
Don't worry, we didn't pay her, right?
We paid her in great thanks and information about herself and links to her website.
Bada bing, bada boom. Bada bing, bada book.
Right.
That's kind of a cool commercial too, by the way. What else? Crystal Walker's up there. You've got something coming up from Krista, don't you?
Well, I had asked for people to send in information about homeschooling or education, private schools, charter schools, anything that might resonate with their family. And then Krista has been writing a series for us. And so she came up with a little help from me, I think, because
don't say it isn't so.
Well, a lot of times you and I will talk to our writers and say, this is kind of the theme this month. Can you work that in? And, yeah. And it does. So she's got, what is the libertarian solution for education? So she presents really what the Libertarian Party feels about parental rights, education, and from their platform, she builds it's not an argument per se, but it is a,
do you mean they're the party of principle and they stand on their platform?
There you go. But it's a good read, so I'm really happy that she's included that. And it's an educational article on education.
Well, I can't imagine a political party that actually stands on its platform.
I know it, and you know something else we talk about too, as libertarians or whatever third party or independent party that a. Anyone who is involved in a third party will find that they get tested on their platform and sometimes just ask question after question on their platform, where if you're a Republican or Democrat, I don't know who says, okay, where does your party stand on that? But I don't know a lot of Republicans or Democrats that actually would know where their party stands word for word, knowing the platform verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
But many people involved in third parties actually do know the platform. At least, you know, if not word for word, how the party stands and why it stands on something, because they chose that party and left one of the other status quo parties to find out and discover what resonates with them in another political party.
Well, okay, let's play devil's advocate here for a minute. And I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything, but with a third party and my wasted vote syndrome, why should I vote for somebody that is not going to win?
We've talked about this a whole lot. And, of course, you know, if you don't vote for your principles, that's a wasted vote for anyone that is principled.
Just giving you an opportunity to say that.
But, thank you. But what's really interesting in Illinois is when you look at the way Illinois goes for the presidential elections, generally, historically, they go for the Democrat candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a Republican and you're voting, historically, that vote has not made a difference in the Electoral College and the determination of how Illinois goes there for presidential candidates.
Exactly.
So if you're a Libertarian or Green Party or Constitution Party supporter and you cast your vote in the presidential election for some third-party candidate, we've said this before, your vote goes toward a percentage of votes, and if your party reaches a 5%, that helps your party get on the ballot as a or be recognized as an established party, which gives you equal playing ground finally with Republicans and Democrats when it comes to ballot access and, you know, being on
debates and things. Well, that's whenever the Republicans and Democrats can get out the sledgehammers and start really hammering against your inroads into their territory.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like, you know, what was it, 8 years ago, they had thugs, you know, armed thugs in Chicago that were knocking on doors, making sure that people had signed petitions whenever, you know. So if somebody with a pistol on his hip comes to my door and says, did you sign this petition? What's your inclination?
Exactly. What a scary, scary approach. Yeah. Intentionally scary.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is if you're going to a libertarian house, you're probably met with, you bet I signed that sucker.
Right.
I'm proud of it.
And if you come to our libertarian house, I'll show you my bigger weapon. Well, that's how that works.
Is that how that works,
you
Don?
Betcha.
Okay.
But it does.
Okay. So back to our education section. When I threw out the idea about, you know, if you've had some sort of experience with private school or homeschooling or road schooling or whatever, Shannon Strode, who Betsy Brannon mentioned about liking her camping story, they're also a homeschooling family, the Strodes are. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, Shannon, can you help us out here? And I love the first line. She was more than happy to. Life is meant to be epic and full of adventure. I have never fit into that neat, ideal little box society often tries to force us into. Even from a very early age, I wanted to learn on my own way, in my own way and on my at my own pace. So that right there sets the pace for an interesting read.
Yeah,
she homeschooled boys too, so we can relate to that.
Yeah, no kidding. Cassie Cordy is another wonderful, wonderful girl. She really is. We had her on
last week.
Mm-hmm. And she's an eye opener. She really is.
Mm-hmm. And she's a regular columnist.
Yeah. She's got a story this month on the universal language of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to write a story this month.
You get to.
I don't have to.
You get to.
I get to write a story on goats. It's National Goat Month.
Mm-hmm.
And what better cheese to come from goats than feta?
Because feta is feta. Well, I heard you out working on the story, which is funny. You don't normally hear people working on a story, but you had been Googling things and came up with goats, and they're out there talking to each other. And
I stumbled across a video of I don't know what you call. I guess a herd of goats that was missing one of its members, and they were concerned and couldn't find it. So what they will do is they'll bleat and beller until they hear a response from that goat who's missing. And just to watch the video of it, you could hear them, hollering, mm-hmm. and then they'd pause. They'd all pause in unison.
And listen.
There would be a period of listening, and then they'd beller again. And then finally, the missing goat from out in the, you know, in the pasture someplace started responding.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all so pleased. You know, it's like they was like, oh, yeah, I know. Okay, there he is over there. Silly guy, you're supposed to follow us whenever we leave. And he evidently didn't. So that was they found it their friend. That's cool. Bradford National Bank is having its 150th anniversary this month.
We've got it all right there for the August reader.
Yeah, August reader.
And we also have, you're going to be writing the column, like you said, on goats, and I'm going to be writing on family meals.
Oh, which family are you eating?
Not a meal of families, but a family meal.
Silly guy.
Back in the day when people sat down together, and I think this is beginning to happen more and more again, people are preparing their food, they're sitting down to meals together. We always did that when the kids were little. We always did that growing up. My family did.
Oh, certainly.
Time well spent. This is funny. I got to tell this story. You, when the kids were little, you traveled a lot, Don.
I know that.
I know you know that.
I was there.
Or not.
Traveling.
And one time, Zach and Gabe and I were sitting there at the table, and the place was empty where you sat, and Tiger Tom, our cat, jumped up in your chair, put his little paws on the table, which that would make some people just be horrified. He put his little paws on the table, and it struck us all hysterical. It looked like you had turned into Tiger Tom.
I'm a cat.
And we all thought of it at the same time.
Wow.
And I can still see that little darling cat sitting there in your stead. Just like, well, if Don's not here, I can fit in.
Tiger will work.
Yeah. So that was cute.
Poor little thing.
Well, he didn't want for much his whole life, so I don't feel too sorry for him.
No.
And then lastly.
I still miss him, though.
I miss Tiger Tom. He's.
And Booty.
Yeah, all our cats. We love them. It's hard.
Yeah.
So while I don't feel sorry for them, I feel sorry for us at this point that we miss them so much. And I ran across a picture the other day of Boots, and there he was just sitting there so proud and good-looking in his youth. And, wow.
Regal cats, you know, have got it made. You know, they've got their own – they make their own shade. they really do. And it's nice to have a cat in the house.
Yeah, we've got little P2 now.
Yeah.
She's crazy in a bed bug, though.
Nuts.
Now, on every in every issue, we also have a Creekside with Don and Jan page, and we let our readers know about our guests that are coming
Creekside
up.
Creekside with Don and Jan, what's that? The official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette.
How could I have not said that? How did you beat me to it? But we want to say that we've got some guests coming up, but something that will really resonate with our readers is Evan Wrench's tale that he's going to be sharing with us.
On May 19th, Evan Wrench put his kayak into the headwaters of the Missouri River near Three Forks, Montana. Having never been on a river before, he had a lot to learn, but intended to float down the river's 2,300 miles to its confluence with the Mississippi. 2 months later, he pulled up to the steps of the arch, and he's now excited to join us on Creekside with Don and Jan to recall his adventures.
And that's going to be on August the 13th. I believe that's the Sunday. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but that'll be in the magazine, too. So Evan wrote for us all about his Continental Divide journey, and he would send in articles every month, because I think he was on that trip for 6 months.
Yeah, he was.
So I sent him a note real quick, and I found out he was going kayaking. I said, do you want to write for us again? And he's like, a little hard from the boat. But he said, but I do definitely want to recount my journeys on the podcast. So that we're looking forward to having him on, too.
It'll be fun.
And that's pretty much the Owl Creek Gazette in a nutshell. Now, when you want details, you got to go to the actual magazine.
Yeah. If you don't pick it up, you're just silly.
Well, and if you can't pick it up because you live outside of our distribution route, online,
owlcreekgazette.com.
And you can subscribe, too. And in fact, I had a gentleman the other day on Facebook contact me and said, how do I get a subscription? So we want to make sure people listening know that they can do that. Go online. You can purchase it through PayPal or whatever whatever credit card or debit card you have that you want to use. If you don't want to do that, just send $27 for 1 year or $50 for 2 years
There's
to
a
us.
Big discount right there.
That's right, $4. But send it to us at Owl Creek Gazette, Post Office Box 81, Greenville, Illinois, 62246. Any questions you have about the magazine, any questions you have about the podcast, any questions you have about becoming a member, all those are answered on the website, or you can contact either one of us, Don at owlcreekgazette.com or Jan at owlcreekgazette.com, or give us a call at 618-580-8766, and we'll be happy to answer you.
All righty. We've got nothing more. We're out of time.
I was going to say we're out of time.
I usually play the music right here, and this is clipped.
That's why you pause. I don't know what to do. Anyway, next week, more music.
Yeah. And, what are you going to do? You're just going to...
Do the best you can.
Yeah, this is like storm mode.
Or we can just keep calm and carry on.
Well, we could. If any of you have ever listened to our storm mode episodes, Jan and I pass back and forth a little lapel microphone when we can't get out of the house.
We're talking when it's this snow, so much snow we couldn't get from home to three blocks away to the office.
Yeah,
we
unless you shovel your way down the street.
Right.
So forget that.
So we did storm mode, and we always think that's fun.
It is fun. Hey, y'all take care.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And catch you next week with all the other accoutrements that we normally have.
Sounds like a plan.
Bye-bye now.
Good night, folks.